Most of us grew up thinking that the United States was a great and humble nation that only involved itself in the affairs of other countries reluctantly and as a last and final resort. Most of us grew up thinking that this was a country that was primarily concerned about its own welfare and its own people, that was the first to disarm and the last to arm. And if somewhere along the way we heard about, in some disturbing way, things that were happening or had happened in Latin America or China or Spain or elsewhere, we were somehow still able to believe in the basic integrity of this country and the basic decency of its purposes internationally. But now the war in Vietnam, that war has provided the incredibly sharp razor, the divider that has finally separated thousands and thousands of people from their illusions about the decency and morality and integrity of this country's purposes internationally. Never again will the self-righteous, saccharine moralism of promising $1 billion of economic aid to people while we spend billions and billions of dollars to destroy them, never again will that moralism have the power to persuade people of the essential decency of this country's aims. You see, I think the president is serious. I think the president intends to expand the war in Vietnam. I think the president intends to extend American hegemony into every area of the world where there is the slightest sign of resistance to our will. I think he's serious about that. The question is whether or not we are as serious about stopping him. I mean, we say that we want to end the war in Vietnam. I mean, what does it mean to say that? If you say you want to end the war in Vietnam, and you really believe that, how can you go back tomorrow to doing the things you did the day before? How can you go back to the regular conversations and attitudes and classes and discussions that by their very nature seem to try to say to people that we're not living in crisis, that the world is not about to come apart at the seams? How can you go back to those things if you're really serious about ending the war in Vietnam? And yet we will go back. We will go back. Even understanding that going back somehow is suggesting that we too are insulated from the consequences of our own decision that we want to end the war in Vietnam. That we, like the president, have somehow failed to hear the screams of a 10-year-old child who is burnt by napalm and accept the consequences of what those screams should say to us. This is not just a rhetorical question. It's a problem. It's something that's very deep. Why will we go back tomorrow? Why don't we stop whatever we're doing and stop the war? See, I think that there's a reason. And I think the reason is that people know that if they were just to stop, that would be a self-destructive act. To live decently in this society, to do what you believe is right, is self-destructive. It's nihilistic. People should understand that. The reason we create a movement is to create an alternative to nihilism. The reason we create a movement is to give people the opportunity to begin to do something decent with their lives, to stop making their lives a mockery of what they believe. That's why we have to have a movement. But what kind of a movement is it that allows people to do that? See, I want to give you an example, a concrete example. I know a professor who is a German Jew who fled from Hitler's Germany, who fought in the Italian resistance, who was highly decorated, who is a courageous man, but who's more than that. He's a beautiful man. He came to this country after the war. He came to this country during the era of McCarthy. And this courageous and beautiful man withdrew very deeply into himself. He hid his politics. And like many millions of other people, joined the insulation of the university or the introspection of a society that had no public, had no opportunity for people to express themselves and say what they thought was right. And then, a month ago, suddenly this man appeared at the head of a teach-in movement in Ann Arbor, Michigan. What had happened? What had happened that allowed him to do that? What had happened that allowed him to do acts that during the 50s would have been self-destructive? And the answer to that is a movement that happened. A movement had begun in the South in 1960 and had grown and expanded and had changed and had shaped itself to the local situations all over the country. And the man had found a way finally to speak out. And that's what we have to do for one another, you see. We have to create the kind of movement that allows us to come out of our introspection, to come out of ourselves, and begin to live decently. When I say that we're deeply inarticulate, I mean that we don't know how to say very basic things about ourselves. We don't know how to say that we're alone. We don't know how to say that we are afraid. Afraid to change our lives and do what we know we should do with our lives. You don't have to go to Mississippi to be afraid. You can be afraid right here. You can know that if you do what you want to do, it's an act of self-destruction. And what we have to do, you see, is create a way in which we can help one another get over that fear. And I'm not sure that you can do it in this setting. I'm not sure you can do it outside of a situation in which people are able almost physically to reach out to one another. In which you create a community that is personal and important and strong and gives people the power and the capacity to resist what they know is wrong. You see, there's a caption on the sign that's in that SNCC poster that says, "Come, let us build a new world together." And that's what we have to learn to say to one another. And I can't say that to you from here, because I don't know your names, and I can't see your faces, and I don't know the expressions in your eyes, and there's no way for you to talk back to me. And I can't say what I want to say to you. But we have to learn how to say that. We have to learn how to talk to one another. We have to learn how to say, and I would if I could say, come, let us build a new world together.